Weekend breakfast, 6 to 9 a.m. on Good Hope FM.
The audio cassette does its thing. The 8-track steps in 1964. That's the analog quarter tape. The micro cassette was in 1969. In 1970, we had the Dolby noise reduction, which was introduced in cassettes. We jump to the compact disc, also known as the CD, in 1982. CD-ROM does its thing. Digital audio tape, the DAT, is the cassette version of a CD. It's used in the recording industry. Don't worry about it. It was happening until the year 2000. That was introduced in 1987. The mini disc steps in 1991. Let's jump to 1996 where the DVD does its thing, yeah? We start streaming audio in 1999. And we have the dual disc, which is a CD on one side and a DVD on the other, coming through in 2004. And let's leave it at that for now. So, you know that when it comes to physical media right now, majority of us are playing things through the Blu-ray format to get the best quality. That's if we are still, if we still hang on, because we're in the digital age now.
Are we still using Blu-ray?
I'm saying, so if we are still,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If we are still trying to be, you know, involved with physical media. For example, when I am involved with my gaming, I do have the option of purchasing digitally, but I love opening up a game case and knowing that I'm holding a physical copy. And I do at times love to have physical collections of movies. I love my cinema. I'm now curious as to know if we are soon to be introduced to, I know that we are in the age of streaming, but there could be, just might be, soon enough, another thing that we have to get used to.
And that thing is?
You're going to hear about it very shortly. Let's just say this for now, okay? I'll say this for now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, okay, your Blu-ray, your 4K Blu-ray disc carries up to 100 gigabytes.
Oh.
That's a lot of space.
That
right?
is a lot of space, yeah.
That ain't
100
gigabytes. You think that's big? Stay tuned. I ran through an audio timeline. I began in 1948, where I discussed we kicked off with vinyl. It ran all the way to 2004, where I left it off with the dual disc, yeah? The reason I did as such is because I, on a personal note, and relating to all of those, at least vinyl players were a part of my life. And then through our enjoyment of music, we were using cassette tapes back in the day. You may age away, but don't worry about it. From a video sense, UHS tapes were a thing. So you had cassette players, video players rather, VHS players, yeah? We then moved on to CDs from an audio front. DVDs became a thing in our lives from the video front. And now we are streaming, yeah? The only people that are still left living the physical side of things are people that might be in an environment that does not have accessible data. And a lot of South Africans are in that position. And gamers who love physical games. The reason I'm even talking about this, guys, and I said earlier, if you think that we've reached the peak of storage, because I said to you that the current 100 gigabytes, right? The current Blu-ray?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a real thing. This report came out last month, but it slipped up. Time ran away. But I find it rather appropriate, man, for this next question that I'm sort of leading up to. 200 terabytes optical discs are on their way. A development has been made by scientists at the University of Shanghai, and they have unveiled a new form of optical disc that can hold up to 200,000 gigabytes of data. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you guys?
200 terabytes.
200,000 gigabytes, which is basically, 200 terabytes. 200,000 gigs of data is about to be a thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They found a new way of creating the disc. Things are not 3D with the printing, and
there's more
space involved. So the question I have, does that mean that we will then be seeing new media players coming to deal with this format?
Yeah.
And oh, of course. I mean, anyone who knows are always having to buy space, especially those who have maybe the iPhones and stuff, always needing to get space. So anything with more space in, I mean, yeah, we are going for it.
I wonder if
industries will, though, because it will be hard to control rise to things. Yeah, there's a lot of space, but what do you do with that space? I'm actually thinking that perhaps, it'll be more of the gaming industry leaning into this sort of technology.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, organizations that need mass storage in their facilities, etc., etc., for information, etc. But I don't see music getting involved with this. I don't see, because it's going to be hard to share.
No, I think that, you know, DJs, music producers would be able to have a lot
all
more.
All of their personal content.
As content creators.
That's what I'm talking
about. That are busy recording all the time. They'll then need to be able to store it in one space.
Yeah.
But gaming, I got my eyes lit as soon as you told me 200 terabytes, because I'm thinking I've got so little space on my console and I don't want to buy a new one. Imagine I could just replace the SSD card or the memory card, you know, that's in there with a bigger one, and I'm able to just download to my heart's content. I'm like just chilling over there and I'm like, ah, it's like watching streaming, but now just with games. What do I play?
Because I have a disc that has 1,000 games in it.
Yeah.
And it's not a problem.
1,000 in 1. Remember when we had 1,000
in 1? Yeah, we might be going back to that stage.
We're going back to 1,000 in 1, guys. Check how it's turning back there.
Yeah, we're taking it back. We're taking it back. I love this.
Weekend Breakfast, 6 to 9 a.m. on Good Hope FM.